Welcome to the For Gatonia Project. On this edition, I interview Cuba High School senior Kaylin Beekman, who was recently selected to represent Illinois at the Rural Youth Assembly Summit.
For Gatonia, like a lot of stated proposals, they felt like they were kind of being left out. If you look at a map of Illinois, there are a lot of freeways in Illinois, but For Gatonia didn't have the freeway they wanted. Well, they couldn't get that freeway built. We're going to create our own little state called For Gatonia.
So this interview is a really cool treat. Kaylin Beekman, who is a standout senior high school student at Cuba High School here in Cuba, Illinois. She was chosen as just one of 50 young adults ages 16 to 24 to serve as a delegate at this thing called the Rural Youth Assembly Summit. So the Rural Youth Assembly is a program of the Center for Rural Strategies. And if you don't know much about this organization, we're gonna link their webpage in our notes. And on our For Gatonia Project website, there's a great newsletter that you can sign up to learn more about this organization. And the goal of the summit they host is to bring a select group of young people together to further explore the unique challenges facing rural youth, identify creative solutions to these challenges, and provide a context for how these issues fit into national rural policy. Kaylin was chosen amongst a diverse group of young people that are participating in the assembly in order to build awareness around issues of relevance across rural geographies and identities, including income, race, culture, faith, accessibility, gender, and sexual orientation. In fact, Kaylin and I discuss in this interview just how blown away we are about the diverse amount of culture in rural areas throughout the nation. There isn't just one rural experience. And the best part is that they cover all of Kaylin's expenses. They're paying for her food, for her lodging, and this is a big deal for her travel. She's gonna discuss how this will be the first plane ride for her. And also important before to understand before we begin this interview is that the Rural Youth Assembly Summit was actually supposed to be ending today as I'm recording this. So our conversation that we had was supposed to be the assembly. The assembly has been postponed until September with the whole coronavirus pandemic that we're experiencing. So that's unfortunate, but such is the times. But nonetheless, in the meantime, please enjoy this interview with Kaylin Beekman.
Okay, well, obviously I'm Kaylin Beekman. I'm a senior in high school. Crazy. I'm pretty much involved in everything that Cuba has to offer, but some of my favorites include Art and Drama Club, Student Council, SCCLA. I'm a class officer. I was in cheer and dance, but so I'm a pretty busy gal. But my favorite subjects right now is math, and I have been getting more involved, especially now that this year I've taken civics and I have found out that political science is maybe something I might want to go into. So I have been enjoying those types of classes. So yeah.
Very cool. And what's your favorite place to eat?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh man, I bet you missed that right now.
Oh yeah.
Well, and talk about how you are doing, just kind of acknowledging this strange times that we're in, your senior year being disrupted. So just how are you doing? And what are you doing spending your time?
Well, I'm struggling a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love being around people. I love people. So
yeah,
being confined to my house is something that I'm not enjoying very well. But I've been spending most of my time going on bike rides every day. I miss normalcy, you know, eating out, going to school every day. You almost don't realize those things are super important until you don't have them anymore. And then you're like, man, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this awesome, awesome accomplishment that happened this year, being selected to the Rural Youth Assembly. Part of the process to apply was you had to write an essay. So could you talk about that process, what you chose to write about?
Well, obviously, I think a lot myself and kind of the area I grew up in. Cuba is a very rural town. You know, not a lot of rich people live in Cuba. You know, Cuba doesn't have, I talked a lot about our town's issues. So, you know, we don't have a lot of economic opportunity, especially in Cuba. I also mentioned how Cuba's like a food desert. Like anytime we have to go get groceries, we have to drive 15 minutes. I mean, so people don't get as much opportunity if they need something. You know, all we have is Dollar General. You can't buy necessarily any healthy foods at DG, you know, no fresh produce, but.
A lot of research has been done on food deserts. These are rural or urban areas around the nation that generally don't have access to grocery stores. As a result, people living in these food deserts can't easily get the affordable fresh foods necessary for a healthy diet. So instead they go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger for a buck. The USDA has compiled a map showing huge swaths of food deserts all across the nation, from coast to coast, north to south. It's estimated that more than 23 million Americans, including more than 3 million children, live in these food deserts. Virtually all of them are forced to rely on fast food or convenience stores for their daily food. And most of these food deserts exist in low-income communities.
How confident were you that you would be selected? I guess I'm asking this, I'm leading into this next question about how you reacted when you heard you were selected.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
We learned, like both of us, we were like, yeah, this is kind of a competitive thing. Like this is serious. And I was just kind of, okay, like I'll just try it, see where it goes. You know, I wrote my paper and I had Mrs. Brewer kind of help spice it up a little bit with the grammar and all that stuff. And
yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
I just, you know, I tried my best and I guess my best was what it took. So that was kind of, but I was really shocked.
And what about family and friends? How did they react? Kind of support? Did you?
They were proud, especially my peers. The day we were kind of doing the whole thing, you know, I was stressing out about getting it in and I was working super hard on it. And then when I found out I actually did it, everyone was super excited for me and a little bit worried about the travel, but
yeah. And like true senior year too, we waited till right at the end.
Oh yeah.
Everything too, right? That's how that usually goes. And you talk about traveling. You've never been on a plane before.
Nope.
And so part of this process is you have to get on a plane. Of course now we're delaying. Hopefully we're still gonna have this. We're delaying this because it wasn't supposed to actually be this week, right? April 2nd to the
it would be 6th. Right now.
It'd be going on right now. But hopefully in a maybe a few months.
September 23rd, I think.
September 23rd. And yep. You would be a college girl by then, right?
Crazy. Right?
But that would still be your first time getting on a plane.
Yeah. And hopefully this summer I'm going to go to Georgia. So I'm going to fly there. So hopefully I can
get a little experience. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to about the summit?
Just learning. I'm really excited to hear about where other people come from and their experiences and learning how to deal with our community's issues and become a part in that. And hopefully I'll find out if I want to see if this is like a job path I'd want to continue and see if this is really where I want to go with this.
Def, I really like how you said that too, because there's obviously participants from all over the place. So part of that is definitely sharing what are some of the issues facing your rural community, which I want to ask you about in a second. But it's going to be interesting hearing what other young people are experiencing in their own communities too. But can you talk for a second, what about your feelings about our community, Cuba, Illinois. You've already spoke to this a little bit, but what do you think are some of the biggest problems facing our own community?
Well, obviously the biggest issue I think is our out-migration. You don't see many young people living in this area. I mean, mainly it's an older community, but that's because we don't have a lot of economic opportunity, especially around this area. But I feel like communities are starting to improve that. I hear that Western this coming semester is going to be one of the biggest incoming freshman classes that they've had in like a decade.
Oh, great. Okay.
So that's kind of nice to see, especially how much they were struggling. I mean, they had a rough time there with getting students, but I want to kind of see an up for our town maybe a little bit, see, hopefully improve some things.
We are the largest employer here in Macomb and in the West Central Illinois region, and when you think about West Central Illinois, people think of Western Illinois University. We have a large footprint here in our state, in the West Central Illinois region, and we have about a $473 million economic impact on this on the 16 county area here in our region. So we have a great impact. When when we look at Macomb and we look at West Central Illinois, they look to Western Illinois University, and we have almost a $500 million impact on this region, and some of the best talents leaving the state and going elsewhere. So it is important that we rebuild when it comes to investing in higher education in our state.
They have some videos on the website. I was watching to see about past participants and different things they said were reacting. So I wrote how I saw someone from rural Texas discussing issues with migrant farming, a student from rural Mississippi discussing businesses and schools closing. One video I watched, I didn't watch all of them, but I watched quite a few. One young lady from rural Hawaii talked about having to drive 60 minutes away, you know, each day to go to work and be more connected to things. And you think Hawaii, you think, man,
yeah,
I wouldn't even think about rural Hawaii. So anyway, there's all kinds of diversity with rural areas and different issues that people are facing. But what do you think sets our area apart, I guess, of Fort Gatonia?
Well, I feel like all the areas are going to be very different because depending on climate and, you know, everyone always has their own stuff going on, but I feel like Cuba and Fort Gatonia is a very diverse, like, place. It kind of sets itself apart on its own, but we just have, I mean, especially Cuba, we're a very small town. We don't have a lot going on. I mean, we have a school, a gas station, and a Dollar General, and that's about right. None of it. I mean,
the DG, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you love most about living here in rural Illinois, I guess? What do you love most about it?
The community. I mean, my mom posted the article on Facebook, and I got so many, you know, just from people in the town. Like, they were just so supportive, and I feel like they've always been that way, and especially my side of town. We're a very old neighborhood. I mean, most of the people who live around me are 60 and over, but it's like, it's one of those things how they say it takes a whole village to raise a child, and they have, I feel like my community have been a big part in the person who I am today. I mean, I couldn't imagine living somewhere else like Canton or even Lewiston, just because our community is so close-knit. Good old Cuba. Yeah,
and, Well, and definitely those connections and our small town are definitely showing themselves how important they are in times like these too. Whether even just someone like yourself is expressing how you miss that craving of personal connection and the people. At the end of the day, the small towns are made up of people, and that's its best commodity. So I hear you in that. What else? Anything else you wanna add?
I'm just super excited. I don't know. I really hope this will help me find out that this is the career I want to pursue, because here lately I've been becoming more passionate in it. And for the longest time, I was almost ignorant to these situations. I mean, still I'm only 17, but I want to learn as much as I can and form my own type of opinions. And I feel like it takes a lot of want to do those type of things.
Well, I'm super proud of you too. We are all pumped, regardless of when this finally takes place, the Rural Assembly Summit. We're beyond proud of you. And let's make a point to do a follow-up interview after you have this experience. I am so pumped to hear your thoughts on just what the experience was like. And if you notice too, we're talking a lot about issues, right? What issues do you see? What issues might you share at the summit? But I imagine a big amount of the time is going to be spent on talking about solutions, right? That's what this whole thing's about, what young people can do to come up with creative solutions to address some of those issues that we have. And I'm also so pumped because you have such a great mind frame of going in there to also listen, right? You're wanting to soak up the experience. That's what I love about you in all the classes too that I've ever had you in. You're just like a huge sponge, right? even if we're talking about something not related to class, you're like, I just want to learn, I want to learn, I want to learn. So I can see that attitude. Your says a lot about you, and you're going there with a really healthy mind frame. So let's make a point to do a follow-up interview.
So how impressive is that? Thanks again to Kaylin for taking the time in quarantine to do a Google Hangout interview with me. I'm looking forward to hearing about her experience at the summit. So we will definitely do a follow-up interview about this. Again, if you're not familiar with the Rural Youth Assembly, which is a project of the Center for Rural Strategies, visit their webpage, which you can access through our website, forgottoniaproject.com, where you will also find countless other resources. If you have any questions or comments for Kaylin, contact us through this website as well, and I'm sure she would love to respond. In fact, I heard just earlier today that she's already getting some fan mail, so that's a good thing. There's not a lot of fan mail that rural high school students get, so I bet she'd like that. And one last thing, I encourage my students and other listeners, don't just binge watch Netflix during this quarantine, but binge listen to some past Forgottonia Project episodes as well. You can access those wherever you find podcasts, or just listen online at forgottoniaproject.com. You will not be disappointed. So that said, thanks for listening to the Forgottonia Project, signing off for now.
Do you see this giant leaf in front?
Yeah.
Look at this. It looks like we're in the jungle, but it's literally the tiniest plant of Mrs. Brewer's, but it's just hanging over, and it looks like it's enormous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks huge.
It's seriously just this little plant.